This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready? Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now. Connected to.
Wheels. Hello there, and welcome to Express Radio Show for World College Radio Day. We are Tom and Nora.
Hello, yes, we're here from Cardiff, the capital of Wales in the United Kingdom. We've got a wide range of songs from old to new to bring you up over this World College Radio Day.
Yeah, we can't really be pinned down to a genre of music in this show, but we hope you're going to enjoy it all.
Yeah. So I'll give you my first song, released over lockdown. This is by Elton John and Dua Lipa, and it's called Cold Heart.
This is World College Radio Day.
Thank you.
baby, just passing through.
What would you say was your way of getting through lockdown, surviving the boredom?
Okay, good question. So I turned my hand at first to a bit of baking.
Nice.
Which, well, you say was nice. Oh. It wasn't very nice at all. I created some monstrosities. But I did make a mean Victoria sponge.
That's pretty impressive.
And no one can give me any hate for that. But my banana bread and anything a little bit more complicated wasn't quite edible.
Oh, so not ready for bake-off yet?
Not quite yet. How about you, Laura?
I was a lockdown crafter, made nice. All sorts, friendship bracelets and earrings are my main ones. To be fair, I actually got quite good at the friendship bracelets.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah,
it was a long road, but I got there eventually.
Do you think you would be crafting outside of lockdown now?
Occasionally I will have a little knot. I don't know what the friendship bracelet lingo is. That's the bit I haven't mastered. Occasionally I will make a friendship bracelet or two, but... my fingers get a bit sore now. I'm not quite up to the high power I used to be.
Well, I turned my hand as well at a little bit of barbering. I know that lots of people donned weird and wonderful haircuts over lockdown. Did you do anything drastic?
Not to myself, couldn't risk that, but my dad did let me cut his hair.
Wow, brave.
Yeah, it was an uphill battle. At first he wasn't too sure, he described it had been butchered. But actually now he still lets my mum cut his hair, so wow. She's really mastered the skill, I'd say.
Brave, brave man. Mm. Well, I mean, I tried it on myself to begin with, which I wouldn't advise anyone do.
That's pretty hard.
It's hard enough when you're doing it on someone else. But I tell you what, my friend James, who might be listening, because he's at Seton Hall in America, who are part of World College Radio
Day.
Nice. So if you're listening at Seton Hall, hello, and go and find James and get a haircut, because he started to learn at the beginning of lockdown, and now he's a fully fledged barber.
Well, that's really cool.
Near enough.
Would you trust him to cut your hair?
Definitely.
Oh, that's ace. That's all you need to know.
Exactly. Yeah. Just watch all the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And you can do anything you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. We're going to jump in with another song, and I am going to go for I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love, I can't hide.
This is World College Radio Day.
So, in this event, we are representing Wales, so we thought it was only natural to talk to you a bit about this lovely place we live.
It is lovely. Cardiff is a perfect blend of like a big city.
Yes.
And then loads of lovely wildlife and countryside around
it. It's got everything you could need. Have you explored further outside of Cardiff in your time at uni, Tom?
Kind of. I've tried going up Pennyfan, which is in the Brecon Beacons.
That's on my to-do list.
It is lovely. I know people go up there sometimes for like the sunrise and sunset.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never tried that. I can never get myself up early
enough.
I'm
not a morning person.
No, exactly. But no, apart from there, not really anywhere.
I've done the Brecon Beacons and done the waterfall walks there. That's
nice.
A go-to for most Cardiff students, and that was very nice. I really enjoyed that. And then, of course, if you're a Gavin and Stacey fan, you'll know Barry. That's
Barry Island.
Have you been down there on a sunny day?
I'm going to get a lot of hate from Welsh listeners for this, but I've never really
watched
Gavin and Stacey. But I have done all the touristy things with people.
That's good.
Who knows? So I've done more touristy things than I have
watched.
All
the gear, no idea.
Exactly. So, Laura, you've been at Cardiff for how long now?
This is my third year here.
3 years, same as me. So, do you think you know it pretty well?
I'd say so. I've been called a tour guide, actually,
by someone
who doesn't know the city too well.
Well, I've got 5 questions here for you to test your knowledge. Question number one, how many national parks are there in Wales? I know there's lots of national parks around the world, but how many in Wales?
I'm going to go with 2.
2?
Yeah.
What were you thinking of?
I thought national parks are quite big.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Brecon Beacons is one.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, there's probably space for another one. 2.
There's actually 3.
Oh.
We've got Snowdonia, Brecon and Pembrokeshire.
To be fair, considering I based it on not much,
I did good. You did very well. How many great little trains of Wales are there? There's a very special kind of train in Wales. That's a particularly difficult question for you there.
I feel like there might be quite a lot.
Yeah.
Is this train lines or individual trains?
They're little, trains.
I'm going to go for maybe 500, and that's a complete guess.
No, they're really special. There's only 11, I'm afraid. Sorry, that was a really difficult one.
I'll
give you something you might know a bit better. Maybe if you're listening internationally, you might be stumped on this one a bit more. What's the emblem on the flag of Wales?
A dragon.
Of course. What's the highest? What's the name of the highest mountain in Wales?
I think it's Snowdonia.
It is.
Yes.
I'll give you one more. How many castles are there in Wales?
Oh.
Now, you might be closer with your train answer here.
Oh, okay.
How many castles?
I'm going to go for 492.
Oh, you underestimated it.
Oh,
there's
no.
641. Whoa. It's more castles in Wales than any country in Europe.
That's pretty cool for us.
It is.
Yeah, I quite like that. Have you visited any of the castles?
Not really, no. Only Cardiff Castle.
Oh, yeah. It's really good, guys. We'd recommend a trip.
They've got lots of live music on there.
Yes.
As we're coming out of lockdown, so if you are in Cardiff, pay that a visit.
Definitely.
Well, anyway, what have you got next for us, Laura?
Since we've been talking about Wales and we're broadcasting from there today, we're going to go for a Welsh artist, Tom Jones.
Oh,
I'm sure you all know him.
Tom Jones.
And we're going to go for She's a Lady.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. Help me build a mountain from a little
about. She can take what I dish out, and that's not easy. Well, she knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
Discussing during the song about what lessons we have learned from lockdown or just pandemic life, and we've all been through it, so I'm sure we've all collated these pearls of wisdom throughout this time.
It's been a really sort of unique time for everyone to sort of stop and like reset and learn a lesson about themselves or about things they do. And you know, it's like a unique time. In recent history has ever had an opportunity quite like that to reassess things.
So it was literally like out of a film, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were just saying before this, can you actually believe that it's happened?
I know, it blows amazing. My mind.
But what was your lesson, Laura?
I think my lockdown lesson, I'd summarise it as just invest in yourself, invest in things that make you feel good, and like good for your mental health. Buy the things you want to buy, and I'm not encouraging being awful with money here. I'm encouraging. I bought roller skates because I wanted to do it. I'm on the verge of buying a bass guitar. Like, I just invest in yourself, follow your passions,
awesome.
And really like care for yourself and prioritize your happiness.
And learn to play the bass on roller skates.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
That'd be quite the niche.
You'll find me on Britain's Got Talent soon.
I think it's in a similar light, Laura. I think if. Because we had so few opportunities whilst we were locked down, it was really important to take all those opportunities. So I think that's one of the lessons I've learned, is to say yes, I mean within reason of course, to all the different things that you can do and all the different activities and opportunities that you get presented with. I think it's really important to say yes to them all.
I completely agree. I think some of my funnest things I've done have been impulsive,
exactly.
Or something I've been a bit scared of doing,
yeah.
And then it's turned out amazingly.
Exactly, why not?
Exactly.
I think that's the motto that I take away from lockdown.
We don't know about everyone who may be listening from anywhere in the world today, but in Wales at the moment, we can go out and see our friends and create memories again in the outside world. So we're just really enjoying that at the moment,
yeah,
aren't we?
And if you're not at the moment, maybe take some time, like we said, to reset and think about what lessons you can have learned once you get out of lockdown. But if you are still in lockdown, we're thinking of you here in Wales.
Yes, we are.
And we'll have a drink for you.
Yes. Cheers. Or yucky dark, because we're in Wales.
I've got a song for you here, Laura. This was released during lockdown.
A proper lockdown song.
The music video has recently just come out, and they're enjoying themselves partying. It's by Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak.
Oh,
and
lovely.
Even though it's really modern, it reeks of the 1970s. It's got such cool sort of R&B funk sounds to it. It's called Skate.
Fine ass up in the tower, the way you move like you do. Ooh.
What a funky tune there. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, Silk Sonic with Skate. Awesome.
Yeah, I really like that song. You introduced it to me today and I'm loving it already.
Well, it is World College Radio Day today, and the theme of this year, understandably, is resilience. So we were just talking during that last song about what here at Express we've done to be more resilient over this last weird year.
I think as radio stations, we can just be so proud of like carrying on broadcasting, even if your schedule's half full or you're just doing your weekly show. You can be so proud of that. That's absolutely ace, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, stepping outside of the studio and having to take things into your own hands, plan shows differently and work out. We've all become sort of our own bedroom technicians, haven't we?
Have.
Working out all our different microphones and whatnot.
We got to buy cool kit. That was a big plus.
That's where all my student loans gone anyway. But but I mean, here at Express, we've done a lot to keep our content going on over the last year or so. We didn't let anything stop us, which we're really proud of.
And I think everyone who's listening as well, even if you're not part of radio, even if you're just a listener, radio has been quite special for everyone during this time. It's very nice medium to feel like you've got company, to feel like you've got someone chatting to you. So I'm really proud of everyone for getting through it.
Well done, everyone.
We are going to jump in with a very inspiring song after this chat. I feel like we really need it.
We're really inspiring at the moment.
We are going to go for Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Diana Ross. This is from one of my favourite bingey films, Bridget Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And in this, when this song's playing, she's running across a bridge. I think she's trying to like make it in time to tell someone she loves them or something good like that. And it's just very intense, very uplifting. So this is what this song represents for me. Where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Miss my lover, one of these old days. If you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Keep
That was Diana Ross with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Did you enjoy it, Tom?
I was singing along. I love that song so much.
We also wanted to chat to you today a bit about the things we're most excited for post-lockdown.
Yeah, like we were saying, we're lucky now that we're able to come out of isolation. We're all able to mingle again safely and enjoy ourselves in different ways. So what are you looking forward to, Laura?
That's a hard question. I think, obviously, all the ones which I'm sure everyone listening feels, looking forward to seeing family more, friends more. But if I had to think about big events, I'm looking forward to live music. I'm so buzzing to be going back to see stuff in the theatre soon.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a theatre lover here. Yeah, I think they're my big things, and just sort of being able to relax with your friends, hug them.
I know, it was completely unnatural, wasn't it, to have to stay so far away, and it's nice to have the option now to be able to give someone a hug if you want.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm looking forward to. Obviously, the big things like live music and being able to go out and have a drink at a bar or watch some theatre, I think that's great. But I think it is the little things, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the most important. It's like being able to give someone a hug, like you said, or you know, spend time with someone in like a room where before maybe that might have been difficult.
And under a roof in Wales, it rains a lot.
Yeah, if there's meeting outside was fine for some people, but here in Wales, that's quite a difficult thing to do.
I finally bought myself a proper waterproof coat the other day.
A proper one.
Because normally I've got showerproof coats, and I went shopping in Cambridge the other day. It rained, my socks were wet through my shoes, my jeans were wet, and my coat made my top wet because it got soaked through. And I've had it up to here, so I've invested and I finally got myself a Wales proof coat.
I mean, they're hard to come by. Yeah. I've got loads of waterproofs, which I would call waterproofs, but aren't waterproof.
They're not, are they?
It's a nightmare. In fact, the shoes I'm wearing at the moment, I didn't take them off because they smell a bit, because they got so wet the other day that they haven't dried properly. So there's a little bit of behind the scenes video there.
You were glamorous here, Express.
But if you haven't come out of lockdown, I suppose you've got lots of things to look forward to. But also, I don't know about you, Laura. I've heard stories of people who, because I haven't been to any festivals now that we've been allowed to go back to them this year, who found it quite overwhelming going back to them and said that they didn't actually quite enjoy it as much as they would have before.
I can imagine myself being exactly the same. I think I'd just be stood there and look out at people and just think, people here have definitely got COVID right now, and it would just scare me.
It's sort of overwhelming, the idea of having so many people back around you, being right in the midst of a big crowd like that.
Did you have that phase at the beginning of lockdown? You'd be watching something on telly and you'd see people hug and your mind would just go, no. You're not allowed to do that.
Or they'd walk into a shop on a movie and I'd be like, why aren't you putting your mask on?
It's so weird. Ingrained in us, isn't it?
It's going to take us just as long to go out the other end, I think.
Do you know what I really hope doesn't change, though, the amount of distance people stand in queues in big shops? I don't like it when someone's breathing down my neck. I hope, please don't do it again after COVID.
It's true. I like it when you're walking down the road and someone crosses over still now.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
And to that thing, a little clumsy link there, but I'll introduce my next song. This is a real feel-good song. It's by Van Morrison, and it's The Bright Side of the Road.
This is World College Radio Day.
Sometimes I don't know why. It's time seems to go by so fast. In the twinkling of an eye, let's enjoy it while we can.
Let's enjoy it while we can.
Help me share my load.
Help me share my load.
On the dark end of the street,
to the bright side of the road.
You watch, Tom? What were some of the highlights?
Well, me and my dad set up a little club amongst the two of us called Late Night Film Club. So after my younger brother and my mum had gone to bed, we'd stay up really late during lockdown because we had no time to wake up, and we just watched loads of really rubbish war films.
That's so much fun!
So we watched any war film that you could ever think of.
Nice.
And so we sort of gave him a little rating at the end of the night and before going to bed. But we were particularly hooked on Peaky Blinders, which I hadn't seen, which was quite embarrassing because I knew it was...
I've not seen it either.
Well, people have been going on about it for ages.
Isn't there a mural in Cardiff? On one of the cafes, someone's done this really cool art of the characters in Peaky Blinders, and it's really accurate.
It is, yeah. But you wouldn't know who they are.
They're that good, you see. I recognised it from the poster.
Yeah, no, I would recommend that. That's a good watch. And also, I'm not sure this is the biggest cliche in the world, but I watched Breaking Bad, which I was a bit late to the party
with.
Another
thing I haven't watched.
Come on, Laura.
I know.
How about you? What can you recommend to me?
I think I would describe my lockdown taste. I like to be relaxed. I was already stressed out, so I would stick to quite, not high drama things, but more like drama you can handle even on a stressed day. For example, a bit of reality TV. Glee, have you watched that?
Kind of.
It's not very good, is it? I really enjoy it, but it's because you laugh at it,
not with it.
And then me and my sister watch it together, and one of my favourite things is when you're watching something with someone is that you both provide commentary.
Yeah.
So me and my sister would sit and provide Glee commentary. Me and my mum would sit and watch Married at First Sight and provide detailed insights to that. None of us know anything about psychology, but we'd sit there and analyse.
I watched the Married at First Sight Australia.
That's the one
and
I watched.
We all became sort of armchair psychologists, all trying to work it all out. We didn't know anything.
Yeah. I love watching stuff on telly and thinking I'm an expert. I've done it with Great British Sewing Bee. I'll go, oh no, that's the wrong material choice. You shouldn't be doing that.
I know, yeah. It's funny how you watch these things. Or even with the Olympics.
Yes!
I mean, that's the epitome of it, isn't
that's
it?
The
You're
big
sat there
one.
Eating crisps, criticising someone on their double backflip.
When they'll train every day for months and years, and we're sitting there going,
Not so sure about that.
Yeah. We're awful, really, aren't we?
I know, but anyway, if you've got any questions about war films, I'm the guy to go to.
You're the guy to go to.
And if there's anyone who wants wants a good reality TV show,
yeah.
Did you ever watch that Below Deck?
Yes, that was my other one.
See, that's on my list.
I loved that. That was good.
Yeah.
I really rated that. Speaking about things you watched during lockdown, I watched a bit of The Simpsons as well.
Okay.
And the next song I'm going to play, I actually discovered through The Simpsons.
Wow.
The Simpsons did a parody of the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. And Lisa Simpson went to art camp. And the stars from Glee, actually, Glee's coming up again.
Oh, no.
I promise I'm not a big Glee. It's come up twice in 5 minutes. It's no big deal. And they all sung this song about art camp, and then I was singing that for ages and watching the video on YouTube when my mum actually told me it was a real song.
You hadn't discovered it until now.
Yeah. So now we're actually going to play you the real song, not the Simpsons version. We are going to play you the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
with social media in a time like this, I feel like some really weird trends emerged, don't
yeah.
you?
I mean,
one of the trends I definitely avoided by a mile was the 5k run thing.
Oh, come on, Laura, that was for a good cause.
I was with family friends. We had this outside barbecue a few days before, and I jokingly said, if anyone nominates me for that, I'm not going to do it. I really don't want to. So then a few days later, I get nominated by her.
All the nominations.
Thank you. And I just avoided it. I didn't want to do it.
I know. That's the thing. People, I felt like so much pressure to go and do it when I got tagged in it. But I can confirm I did do it.
Well
I'm
done, Tom. You're better than me.
No, but... there's loads of different things that people got up to. I mean, like you said, I wasn't really that into many of the trends, but did you see those TikTok dances? I sound like such an old man.
Yeah.
TikTok
I've
dances.
Seen, my friends have shown me theirs, and to be fair, it was pretty good.
Do you know what? There's one thing, one trend that we were all forced into over lockdown,
yes.
which I would happily throw into the bin
yes.
and never ever use again.
Agreed.
And what worries me is that people now are thinking that Zoom is a good thing to do out of lockdown.
It's not.
I hate it.
It's not.
There's nothing worse than having to do Zoom quizzes. Did you do many of those?
I did. And where I would draw the line with them is no more than one a week.
No.
And you have to do them with people that you know well, so you've got the banter.
Yeah.
But sometimes, even if you know them well, that's a bit of a downfall because you just want to get through this. And like two rounds in, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
And people are chatting and slowing the questions down.
I know. If it was in person, they wouldn't have been so like disorganized as
yeah.
well. Yeah. That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
People talking over each other all the time. No, I'm not a fan.
Not for me. And even my grandparents did it. And I don't know about any of you, if your grandparents are very good with technology. Mine, they're trying really hard.
Yeah.
She's got a smartphone. But the whole time, you couldn't see anything below their foreheads. So they were sat next to each other, just with
their
foreheads showing.
Yeah. I mean, fair play to older people who have
embraced
that technology.
Yeah, they've done so. I'm actually really proud of my grandparents.
Yeah. Big shout out.
Yeah. Well done, guys.
Yeah. Well, let me show you this song. This was actually introduced to me over a Zoom call by one of my good friends at home. It's a band called Wolfpack, which I've not heard. I hadn't heard
until
the beginning of lockdown. But ever since I've discovered them, I've thoroughly enjoyed all their music. And this is their song, 3 on E.
Yeah.
And that was Wolfpack with 3 on E.
I really like that song.
Not hard to forget the name of the song. That's basically all they say. I was just thinking, Laura, I'm putting Zoom in the lockdown bin.
Yes.
What are you going to throw in there?
I think I'm going to put in the bin walking through the same fields every day.
Yes.
I've been so grateful for nature and being able to get outside during lockdown. Don't get me wrong. But I have walked through these fields hundreds of times now, probably more than hundreds.
I bet, yeah.
And I want something new. I need new fields and I need new parks because they're gorgeous and I love them, but I've seen it all already.
Yeah.
And it's just, I love exploring and I've done all the exploring now.
It's just finding new places.
Yeah, I need to find new walks.
I know, that's the thing, because it's... You know, you get your roots stuck in your head, and then you just go into autopilot every time. Now, I do the same walk everywhere. So yeah, I think I'm going to chuck my walking roots.
Exactly. Start afresh. I'll try and forget all my old roots and just go wild.
Yeah.
And then me and my family all got lost in the woods at some point when we did try a new route. So,
so maybe
just like a happy medium.
Now this is going to sound like a controversial one, and of course I think you should. Hand hygiene is very important, but I would like to put shop hand sanitizer into the lockdown bin, because I swear I put it on every time, and every time it smelled different, and the machine never works, and I always forget.
And then those ones which just make your hands sticky for ages are horrible.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Or if you touch it to get it out and then there's none left, and then you kind of know that you've got these like germs on your hand and there's nothing you can do.
I know, yeah. It's been an experience. My friend, who my housemate, his dad at the beginning of the first lockdown convinced himself that he was using so much hand sanitizer that his hands were shrinking. And he just got it in his head that his hands were shrinking. And he was getting really worried about it, and he was bringing his own hand sanitizer instead of using the shop's ones because he was scared that there was something going on. I can confirm that nothing...
Was it something he invented himself, this theory, or did he read it somewhere?
I think it was just all in his head. But once he started thinking it, he couldn't get it out of his head.
If he's listening, I hope your hands are okay.
Yeah. He's not just struggling to tune in the radio because his hands are so small. No, but
that's funny.
Hand sanitizer can go straight in the bin.
Definitely.
I'll bring my own.
And do you know what? I don't mind, though. I know a lot of people complain about them, but I actually don't mind wearing a mask.
No.
We've got used to them, haven't we?
No, I don't mind wearing a mask. I mean, I'm really forgetful, so I've spent about a small fortune on buying new masks every time. But no, I mean, I quite like it. I feel like a celebrity sometimes.
I do.
I put my sunglasses on, I put maybe a flat cap on and the mask. And I'm like...
You're anonymous.
But no one knows me. Anyway, really.
I imagine for all the celebrities out there that, you know, normally have to hide from the paparazzi, they're having an amazing time.
I bet.
They're loving this. Just a hat, sunglasses, a mask. No one knows who you are.
Could be anyone.
Exactly, you're sorted. And I think... Getting the right mask is important. For ages I was walking around in these ones, which just weren't very breathable.
No.
And I kept thinking, I was like, why am I so out of breath going up these stairs? And it was because it was such a rubbish mask.
I always put my mask on upside down. That was a problem of mine. So I've just got a completely misshapen mask.
And for the people that have glasses, mask fog.
I know, I feel really bad for people with glasses. Touch wood, I don't need to wear glasses all the time, which is a good one.
It's a blessing when you have to wear a mask, isn't it? Hasn't someone invented a little toggle you can put on or something?
I'm sure the air still gets through.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not foolproof, but I'm glad it's out there.
Yeah, but so masks can stay.
Yes, we've adapted, we've evolved.
We've evolved to the
And we
mask.
Can handle it.
I've got one last thing to throw into the lockdown bin. And that is, and I'm not sure if you're one of these people, Laura, so you might be going into the bin, but it is people who are too organised. So when we came out of our sort of first lockdown and everything kind of started to reopen, you had to book everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I am terrible at remembering to
like
book
booking.
Things. So it meant that all the organised people came out of lockdown, but I was still in about a 2 month lockdown because I couldn't book anywhere.
And I just don't like committing to something a week away when I don't know if I'm going to go then.
Yeah. I know. So those super organised people, unless they're one of my friends.
Yeah, that's true. Fine, unless you're included in the booking.
Exactly. Yeah, they can go away with their over organised.
That's a shout. I think we're going to go on to one of our last songs now, and this is by a very small band, so you might not have heard of them, but my boyfriend introduced them to me and I'm obsessed. They're about to do loads of gigs actually, which is quite exciting. They're called Bear Jams and it's spelled B-A-R-E, not as in the animal. This song is called Ebbs and Flows. I think it's really funky, I really enjoy it.
I watched a little boat sailing through stormy waters. I tried as hard as I can to grab attention, but all the smoke and signals, you're still alone, and it's not enough, 'cause I can see the lighthouse right there, trying to get me somewhere, but I don't know where it leads. Maybe it's a good thing not to dwell on all my destinations, just see where it goes. Keep riding them ebbs and flows, just feel them move beneath your feet. This dark is getting old.
I'm exploring your mind, I'm just seeing a summer.